This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hurts is back. Hurts looks. Still looking. He is going deep for Smith, who has it. 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Devontae Smith, the bomb!
Boy, he's having a fine night.
Fine night, fine career for Devontae Smith so far. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. It is Thursday. It is Dallas week. We've got a big show planned, including a former Cowboy. Remember Hugh's crew. Eric Williams will join the show later. Your guy, Eric Williams. Hugh, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. It's Dallas week. Everybody get ready. It's almost that time.
I feel like today's the day it starts to turn. Like, people really – I heard a little bit yesterday on our show. I listened afternoon on the way home. People are into it now. It is time. It is Dallas week. A lot to discuss today, of course, with the game itself, the rivalry here, how we're feeling this week, and a lot to do on the show today. But, Hugh, we played in the cut there, Devontae Smith, because there's a really interesting parallel with these two teams, specifically two players, and they're two of the most important players in the field Sunday night. And Devontae Smith is one of them. But, like, there's a pivot point here in this rivalry, and it goes back 2 years ago, Hugh. The Eagles and the Cowboys ended up, and there was some trading and maneuvering in this draft, but they ended up having the 10th pick and the 12th pick in the draft, 2021 draft. And we'll go through some of the names later. It's actually turning out to be a remarkably great draft. Some busts, but some great players, including Devontae Smith. And Hugh Douglas, the other guy, he was the 12th pick. His name was Micah Parsons. The Eagles took Devontae Smith at 10. They took Micah Parsons at number 12. Now, the Cowboys took Micah Parsons at number 12. And here's the way I want to frame this. I want to make sure everyone understands. The Eagles did not make a bad selection because Devontae Smith's an excellent player. He's nearly 200 receptions already, 15 touchdowns. He helped the Eagles get to the Super Bowl last year. He's about to have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He's a really good football player. But, Hugh, if I could go back in time, and I can't, but if I could, and I'm the Eagles, I would have taken Micah Parsons with the 10th pick, or I would take Micah Parsons now if we could redraft this thing. He has more sacks per game in his career so far than Lawrence Taylor. He is the most difficult player for the Eagles to, you know, stop on Sunday. Like, he's the pivot point of this game. He's the guy that they have to pay attention to more than anything else. He's a great football player. So is Devontae. But if I could go back, I would take Micah Parsons at the number 10 pick. Hugh, if you could redo it, how would you do it?
No, I would still take Devontae Smith. I like the comparison. I didn't know he has as many sacks as Lawrence Taylor
did. So he has more per game than Taylor did.
Yeah, but I don't feel like, and this is no disrespect to him because I know there are probably some people that say, why are you hating on Micah Parsons? It's not hating, man. I respect the era that he's playing in, and I think that he's benefiting from it tremendously. But when I think of LT, I think of a complete player that terrorized you in the passing game, but also was a monster and a menace in the run game. And right now, Micah Parsons' biggest liability is his play against the run. Listen, we play in an era where, you know, getting to the quarterback is at a premium, and he does a tremendous job of doing that, no question about that. But I feel like the reason why this offense is so prolific is because of what Devontae Smith brings to the table. Now, for a lot of people, it's all about stats and what you look like on the stat sheet and everything, and they can't see past A.J. Brown, which is okay. But I think that A.J. Brown is having the success that he's having, not just because of his ability, but you have so many other playmakers on this team that could be a legit threat when the ball is thrown.
Well, that's true. And the Eagles' offense has been, the last 2 years, maybe the best or second best league. It's up there. It's been an incredible offense for 2 years now. And Devontae Smith is a big part of it. I guess for me, it comes down to this. Micah's just the better player. I mean, Micah Parsons is one of the co-favorites. I'm not sure if he's the favorite or second favorite right now. He's up there for Defensive Player of the Year. Last year, he was in the Defensive Player of the Year mix the entire season. Devontae's a really good wide receiver, a really good wide receiver. I just don't look at him on the same level. And I do think, and this might sound a little bit silly because the history of the Eagles and Howie, it's just easier to find wide receivers throughout the NFL draft. I mean, you could find good ones. I mean, every year there's good ones that go in the second round, third round, sometimes the fourth round.
Yeah.
You don't find pass rushers like Micah Parsons every day. I mean, those guys are rare.
It kind of feels like that, though.
Because, like Parsons?
Well, like he's a phenomenal player, no question about it. But I don't think that this is going to – Dallas fans are going to get mad.
Good,
I don't think
Dallas fans mad. That's all right.
I like Micah Parsons' game and what he brings to the pass rush realm. But – and I know he's been compared to this, but in my opinion, he's not Aaron Donald or Myles Garrett. Like, Myles Garrett is what they used to call back in the day a complete player. Mm-hmm. He's a every down player. Like, Myles Garrett beats you in the run game. He's not a liability in the run, and he's a force in the pass rush. Micah Parsons has benefited tremendously from playing on a team that features his unique, uncanny speed and his ability to get to the quarterback. But just like I said, Micah Parsons can be negated against the run. He's not a factor against the run. And there's been times in the game where you see Micah Parsons on key downs, he's not out there on the field. Like, he's not. And when I hear people compare him to LT and things like that, I apologize because I'm old school. But I don't ever recall on any significant downs that LT was on the sideline.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, LT's the best. I mean, look, LT and Reggie White are the two best defensive players that we've probably ever seen. I mean, you could throw a couple more in there. Donald might have that cachet at this point of what he's done here. And I'm not saying Parsons is Lawrence Taylor. Look, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying so far in his career, he's put up those kind of sack numbers early on. 215-592-9494. It's such an interesting conversation because I don't think anyone thought Parsons would be this good. If they did, he wouldn't have been the 12th pick in the draft. I mean, let's just be real. People thought he was a linebacker. I mean, I remember the conversations we had here at WIP because the Eagles always go after pass rushers. Yet we didn't discuss Parsons very much that year because he was looked at more of as a linebacker.
Yeah.
He's become not that in the NFL. He is a pass rusher. All I could do is look at what these two guys have done. And Devontae is a tremendous football player, but he's not. Devontae Smith hasn't yet established where he looks like he's going to the Hall of Fame. Micah Parsons has played like a Hall of Famer.
Well, because, like, in another thing, Joe, Micah Parsons is being featured on that defense. Like, he's the draw. He's the guy that lines up on the opposite side. He's always the open linebacker.
Right.
He's always the jack, the spinner, whatever you want to call him, whatever defense you want to run. He's that guy. He's been put in position to always have success. He's been in position because of his uncanny speed, like I said, to always only have a one-on-one for the most part. And that's where he has his success. I am not trying to diminish his game at all or anything like that. Please be clear when I say what I'm saying because I know people don't – like you say things and people don't understand where you're coming from. He's a unique talent, but he can be had. When I think of guys that are difference makers, like I said, Myles Garrett, you can't run at Myles Garrett, and you better not leave him one-on-one because he's about to violate your offensive line.
He does that.
Aaron Donald is the same way. These two guys have the unique ability, 2-3 blockers, they defeat all of them. You can neutralize Micah Parsons. You can neutralize.
So I don't know this to be a fact. This is just an opinion. This is just my guess. I'm guessing if you gave Howie Roseman's truth serum, he would take Micah Parsons all over again. That's my guess. And my guess is if you ask every general manager in the NFL, you could have one of these two guys, Devontae Smith or Micah Parsons. I think most of them would say they'd rather have Micah Parsons. He affects the game that much. He's my number one worry for the game on Sunday. It's not Dak Prescott. It's not CeeDee Lamb. It's Micah Parsons. Like, he could wreck the game. 215-592-9494. I can't believe it. Am I the defensive player on this show? I think I am sometimes. I'm the defensive guy.
You sound like you're a little disappointed in me.
I'm the defensive guy all of a sudden.
I acknowledge that the NFL has evolved.
The pass rusher doesn't pick the pass rusher.
It's evolved. Like, my mind was blown, and I hate to be this old guy, but when we all go through it, like, if I would have played in this era, I probably could have played for 15 years. They two platoon.
I know.
The most snaps that any defensive lineman is going to get on this team during any Sunday is 30 to 35.
Well, we were talking, I forget if it was a caller or just among ourselves recently, about how maybe they were giving too many snaps to Reddick and
yeah.
Sweat. And you were like, too many?
Man, too many, man. Easily 60 snaps a game. 60 a game.
Yeah, the only time I saw 30 snaps.
The only time I saw 30 snaps was my rookie year. 30 snap? Are you kidding me?
It has changed. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, where are you coming down on this? A few years ago, a great draft is turning out to be the 2021 draft. The Eagles end up with Devontae at 10. The Cowboys take Parsons at 12. You go back in time, who are you picking?
How dare you do this on Dallas Week, Joe? Of course I'm going to rock out with my boy Devontae Smith, who is a winner, came from a winning program, has winning pedigree, and is on a winning team with a winning attitude. And conversely, you have a career loser in Micah Parsons, who came from a losing program in Penn State and is now exactly where he belongs, on a losing organization with the Dallas Cowboys. You talked about how hard it is to find rushers and easier it is to find wide receivers. Not for the Eagles. Look at what we were working with before we drafted Devontae. It was Jalen Reagor, and our number two was freaking Quez Watkins. This is pre-A.J. Brown, Joe. So you look at our defensive line at the time, Fletcher Cox, Sweat, Hargrave, he was here. That wasn't an area where we were really, really desperate to add to at the time, and I can't understate how much we needed Devontae Smith on this team at the time. And while Devontae isn't this year putting up A.J. Brown numbers, who's to say if we have this version of A.J. Brown without Devontae on the other side? So for the greater good of the most important side of the football, you have to go Devontae. I mean, you said Micah Parsons probably more likely on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. But, Joe, it's also harder for great wide receivers to stand out in this era of NFL football than it is for star pass rushers. It's just a passing league, and wide receivers are putting up great numbers week after week after week. Like we said, Devontae had 99 yards and 7 catches, but nobody talks about it because A.J. had his record-breaking day. So I don't need the Hall of Fame argument today. I'm just looking at which player is purely the best for the Eagles at the time and right now, and it's Devontae.
You guys are wild. 215-592-9494. I just want to point out before the season that NFL ranked, the players ranked the other players. Devontae Smith was on the list, and I think he should have been. He was ranked number 100 on the list. Micah Parsons was ranked 7th. This guy's top 10 player in the league. 215-592-9494. If you can go back, Devontae and Micah, they were drafted number 10. They were drafted number 12. They'll face off here on Sunday. If you go back, would you still take Devontae over Micah Parsons? The Eagles had the opportunity to move around that draft, move up, move down, and they got Devontae Smith. It's been a good pick. Obviously, it's been a really good pick for the Eagles. But Micah Parsons, man, if I go back, I would take him. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop aboard. Get on the line, Devontae or Parsons. Who would you pick if you go back? A lot to get into. It is Dallas week here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.